We are joined now by Brian Baldinger. He is a former NFL player. He also is an analyst for the NFL Network. Brian, welcome into the show.
David, Carla, it's good to be with you tonight. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. We understand we have interrupted you from watching tape. There's this perception we have that there you are in the dark hours in a dark room watching tape. You're sort of a football nerd.
Yes, that's exactly what I am. But nerd being like Revenge of the Nerds, like it's given me power. I feel like I really know what's going on after you sit here and digest this. And, you know, the game, be honest with you, Dave, the game just moves too fast and it's too complex to see in real time. Mm-hmm. You have to slow it down and go back and watch it to see the great individual plays, to see the scheme, to see where guys messed up, to kind of really see what happened in the game. And so I get a chance to do that Mondays and Tuesdays here.
Or maybe you're looking at tape because there's some offensive lines that need you this season. You might have to suit up again. Are you ready?
It's awful, Carla. It's awful.
It is, Brian. I actually want to ask you about that.
Everywhere I go, people are talking about it. I was talking to Tom Moore yesterday. I did the Arizona-Philadelphia Eagle game. Tom Moore was coaching in the NFL in 1960. You know, he's been around, you know, Peyton Manning and some of the Chuck Knoll and Terry Bradshaw. And we were talking about just if you don't fix your offensive line by the time you get to September right now, it's almost impossible to do any good thing right now offensively. I mean, and all these teams, Russell Wilson rescues his team every week, but they're terrible up front in Seattle. And that's the state of the league right now.
And is that state, Brian, do you think that is from they're not coaching them right in college, or it's just not a sexy pick when you're drafting? What is the fall off in offensive line production?
It's really, you know, it's the safety measures that have been implemented by all levels of football. And so the college game, very little hitting, very little contact, so the players aren't really very, outside of some elite athletes that come out, they're not really very schooled very well. The offenses in college are so much different than the NFL, and the NFL can only take what the college game gives them. And then they get to the NFL, and they're restricted by, you know, how much contact they can have and how they can practice. And so these guys are getting to the NFL level, and you think they're pro players, but they're really not. They're really not very skilled, and they don't really have the proper fundamentals. And you have two choices right now. You can overpay for free agents the way that the Raiders have, although they're not playing very well right now, or you could draft at the top of the draft for a few years in a row like the Cowboys did, and you can find linemen there, or you could be the Eagles and draft Lane Johnson and pay a great deal of money for Jason Peters and invest in your offensive line. And you know, and that's what you have to do. You have to overpay and overinvest to try to get good players and a lot of depth at that position right now.
We're talking to Brian Baldinger, NFL Network. So, Brian, you mentioned the Eagles. You played for the Eagles. Thus far, they look like one of the top teams in the NFC. Are they as good as they've looked?
Well, you know, they're 4-1, so the record says that they're good. And they have played, they played their best game in over a year yesterday against the Cardinals. But, you know, they need a 61-yard field goal to beat the Giants. And, you know, they got a kicker that had four really good kicks against San Diego out in San Diego last week to win by two. So they've been in close games, but they're winning the close games right now. They have a lot of good things going. The quarterback is sensational.
He is sensational.
He's a great young talent. He's a great kid. We're going to be talking about him at the top of the quarterback charts for a long time to come. He's only played 21 games in the NFL, and yesterday was the best game he's played, and he just keeps getting better. And every time he steps on the field, it gives the Eagles a chance to win.
So true. He really brings a unique confidence, and that team needs him. So there are a couple two and three teams that are right on the cusp. Which of these, that would be the Raiders, your old boys, the Cowboys, or the Texans, have the most to overcome in order to turn around their season?
Well, of those three teams, the only team that is forced to play with a backup quarterback at least for a little while longer is the Oakland Raiders. And I think any time you're asking E.J. Manuel to go in there and to win games for you, I think it's going to be tough. So I would say that, you know, Houston right now, Deshaun Watson has been sensational. I think Dallas can still they just left too much time on the clock for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they're still a good football team. The thing that I like about Dallas is, look, nobody wants to get beat by Aaron Rodgers in the last minute and 13 seconds. But
again,
Jordan,
9 months later, you know.
But, you know, if you look at this team, Jordan Lewis and Xavier Woods and, you know, all these young guys that are starting, these rookies that are playing for him, I mean, they're not going to be rookies 2 months from now. They're going to be, you know, tutored by a really good coach in Rod Marinelli. They're going to grow up. And if they grow up the right way, Dallas, when you get to November and December, I think they're going to be a much better defense than what they're showing right now.
We're talking to Brian Baldinger of the NFL Network. So, Brian, sticking in the NFC East, the Giants' season just couldn't have started off any worse, and then the injury yesterday to OBJ. Are they done this year, and what happened?
Well, they were poorly constructed. You know, I mean, they just never addressed the offensive line, and the offensive line was the issue last year. The running game was the issue last year. They didn't go after running backs. They didn't draft them. They didn't really upgrade the offensive line. And so they were left with no running game and a poorly constructed offensive line, albeit they've had injuries. They've had to shuffle the deck a few times. That's never easy, but they didn't really have enough quality depth there. It was a slippery slope. And I don't ever want to say a team is done. Mathematically, they're still alive. So I've seen the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they were 1-5 2 years ago, and they won out. They didn't lose another game. They beat Pittsburgh to get to maybe 2-5 early in the year, and they won out, and they got to the playoffs. So I'm not going to say they're done, but they sure look like it. And defensively, that was a real strength of the team last year, and they don't look like the same guys playing defense, although they're the same names in the back of the jersey right now. Outside of Olivier Vernon, it's the same group,
yep.
And they played terribly yesterday.
Yeah, I agree with you. And losing four receivers in one day is pretty tough. I will say that's going to be hard to recover from. Looking over at the Pittsburgh Steelers, wow. What was going on with Big Ben yesterday? A career-high 5 interceptions, including 2 pick sixes. And, you know, afterwards he said, hey, maybe I don't have it anymore. Has he really lost his confidence? Was it sarcastic? And what do you think is going on with Big Ben?
I think it was a little bit in jest. Look, quarterbacks have bad days. They don't typically happen against, you know, Jacksonville and at home, but they do have bad days. And I think part of Ben was just saying, I'm analyzing this the way anybody's analyzing this. It could go either way, but I'm kind of saying they're going to come out of this thing, and he's going to be a part of it. And then, you know, you all can say that I'm done, and just remember this day. His way of saying the way Aaron Rodgers was telling people to relax, it's his way of saying we're going to come back from this. And, you know, it's not R-E-A-L-X the way Aaron Rodgers spelled it out. It's, you know, maybe I'm done. I don't believe he really is thinking that. They can come back from this. They have a tremendous talent in offense. They haven't played well. They haven't put it all together. But it's the same offense that was in the AFC Championship game a year ago. And they added Martavis Bryant to the offense. So I think they can still come out of it. It's still a lot of time left. But that was a disappointing loss to a talented Jacksonville defense yesterday.
Okay, is Jacksonville the real deal? I mean, I cannot get – it's so hard for me to believe that they are. But, wow, they are taking care of people every week.
Well, the quarterback is a real question mark, Carla.
I mean,
they're going to have a hard time. I mean, he was not good yesterday. Leonard Fournette was. The defense was great. The defense scored 2 touchdowns yesterday. Mm-hmm. They scored 2 touchdowns week 1 against Houston to win the game. So it's 2 of their 3 wins. Their defense has scored 4 touchdowns. They've outscored the offense. So can you do that against good teams? Now, you know, Pittsburgh, you could say, is a good team, but I saw Pittsburgh get squashed week 3 by Philadelphia last year, and they went to the AFC Championship game. I've seen that team come back from it. But I hesitate to say that Jacksonville is a great team because I haven't seen the quarterback play consistent football enough. And you can't hide your quarterback in this league. It's great when the defense scores 14 points like that, but you can't count on that every week.
Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, thank you so much for joining us. In 15 seconds, stack rank the 3 quarterbacks of last year's draft, Wentz, Goff, and Prescott.
I'll just say Carson Wentz, and it's no slight on Dak and the development of Jared Goff, but Jared Goff with Sean McVay is a good combination.
Right.
I love Dak, but Carson Wentz, I think, is going to be special amongst all special.
All right, you heard it from Brian Baldinger. Thanks so much for joining us on SB Nation Radio.